So this is the simplest circuit class to teach ever, I think. It takes a little bit of planning and a little bit to get your head around it, but it is so simple for you to teach, because often I think with circuit classes, we can be a little bit put off with everybody doing lots of different things at the same time, and we're trying to think, oh, what am I going to cue? Whereas for this, your teaching instructions stay the same, and they are all doing the same move exercise at the same time, but with a different piece of equipment. So what you do is you've got four stations: a roller station, a circle station, a mini ball station, and a band station. So you start the class and everybody begins at a station. Okay, and you might do a prep phase that everybody can do together. Something standing, something kneeling, something seated, whatever you want to do. Okay, do your short prep phase, get everybody mobilized, focus on breath, key into the principles. And then you begin with what I've called phase one. So phase one is, first of all, everybody starts off with the shoulder bridge. And it's a shoulder bridge where you peel up into the bridge, the arms go overhead, you roll back down through your bridge, and the arms return back down by the sides. So that is what you're teaching. But everybody on the piece of equipment is doing something slight. That piece of equipment is enhancing a certain aspect of that movement. So for the station where they're, so some people will be right lying along the roller, and they're gonna need to stay strong in the feet. And when you look at the plan, I've highlighted a specific element that you might want to cue at each station. So each one I've sort of just given you, there'll be other things that you can highlight, but obviously, you know, I've just picked out one for you. If you're on the circle station, the circle is placed on the outside of your legs and you're pressing out. If you're on the mini ball station, you're squeezing the ball between the knees. And if you've got the band, you're holding it quite tightly across the front of the hips as you lift into the bridge. The band then goes overhead. You articulate back down through the spine, and then you return the band back in front of the hips. So that band will really help them emphasize their hip extension. So I would do about 5 to 8 repetitions of the shoulder bridge, and each person as they're on different station will find the different elements within that move that the piece of equipment highlights. Then everybody goes into their 100. So obviously we lift into the 100 position, we start the 100. If you're lying on the roller, you're not going to use the arms. You're going to use the arms, as in you're not going to pump the arms, sorry. The arms are going to stay down as you to give you balance as the legs are lengthened away in the 100. The circle stays on the outside of the knees. They keep pressing out, but they're beating the arms. Mini balls between the knees, they keep squeezing. And with the band, they're still holding it slightly apart above the hips, and they can still beat. After the 100, everybody rolls up to come into their roll up. Lying along the roller, you're going to be keep the circle placed on the outside of the legs, keep the mini ball in between the knees, or hold the band in front of them. And with the band, they keep the top of the head pointing to the band. So it really keeps them in a beautiful C curve. And then everybody performs the roll up, going however low as they wish. Then everybody rolls all the way back down, comes into their C curve to come into the double leg stretch. You might be lying along the roller, so you're just going to do legs only because you're going to need the hands to help your stability. Circles still placed outside the legs, squeezing the mini ball, or holding the band overhead as you breathe in and returning it back in front of you as you breathe out and recoil. Then everybody lifts up to do their spine twist, and they take hold of whatever piece of equipment they've got and they hold it out in front of them. They twist, lift the piece of equipment up to the ceiling, lower it back down, and then return to center, then twist the other side. So as you can see, everybody's doing the same movement, so your instruction is the same for the whole group, and then you just tweak it for each station. So as I'm teaching roll up, I'm saying, you know, I want you to create a beautiful C curve, breathing out as you're curling back, breathe in, and as you breathe out, return back to seated. And then I might say, those of you on the roller, just feel how you can place every vertebra along the roller. Those of you with the band, make sure the top of your head's pointing to the center of the band, and so on. Once I finish that phase, I'm going to get everybody to come to standing, and I might, for example, do a little interval section, and it could be some bar footwork, it could be a hip release, or it could be something like a press-up sequence. So I might get them to roll down into their push-up, walk out, do three push-ups, walk back, and come back to standing. And I might repeat that three times. Then they're going to move on to the next station. So my people who are on a roller are going to go onto the circles. The people on the circles are going to go onto the mini ball. The people on the mini ball are going to go onto the band. And they're then going to do phase two on this separate, on this next piece of equipment. So they're going to start off with swan dive. And the swan dive is breathing in, we lift the upper body. Breathing out, we lift the lower body. So it's that beautiful rocking that we get in swan dive. If you're on the roller, the hands are on the roller. And as you lift to breathe in, you draw the roller towards you to help yourself lift into a spinal extension. And as you breathe out and lower and lift the legs behind you, you press the roller away. If you've got the circle, you're squeezing the circle just higher than the ankle joint, and just be aware that the range of movement might be a little bit smaller. If you've got the mini ball, you're pressing down with both hands into the mini ball as you lift the upper body up. And if you've got the band, you've passed it around the mid-back, you're holding it quite tightly, and as you breathe in, you stretch the band out to the sides of the room, lifting the chest up. As you breathe out, the legs are gonna lift up behind you if you can. From there, we go into leg pull front. So we bring the hands underneath the shoulders, we lengthen out into that elongated position. Now we add in lengthening one foot away. So we don't actually lift one leg up, you're just gonna stretch one foot long so that you're resting on a single foot, but you're not gonna lift that leg up. You need to keep the legs together at the same height. Hands are on the roller. Okay, if you're using the roller, you're pushing down to create a sense of lift up out of the spine. You're going to place the circle just higher than the knees, lightly squeezing the circle. You're going to bring the ball in between the ankles, okay? Or you're going to keep the band around the mid-back from where it was in swan dive, so that when you push up, you get a real sense of lifting into the shoulders. The next movement is side kicks. So the body's lying a long parallel line and both legs are going to lift and lower. If you're on the roller's just underneath the hip, and you're resting up onto the elbow. If you've got the circle, you're lying in a long line with the head down, but the front arm is fully outstretched in front of you, pushing down onto the circle. The ball's under the hip like it is under the roller. Or you've clipped the band and you've got it around the ankles, and you're gonna have to keep pressing out into the band as you lift both legs up and down. We then come into swimming. So we're going to take the hands back onto the roller in front of us, and as one arm lifts, the roller draws towards you and you lower back down. You may just want to do upper body on that one. If it's with the circle again stays just above the ankle joint. You're squeezing the circle and then you're swimming with the arms only. If the hands are on the mini ball, you're pushing down and you're swimming with the legs only. Or the band's clipped around the ankles, you're pushing out with the legs and you're swimming with the arms only. And then everybody comes into rest position to just neutralize those final movements. And then you might lift them up and again come into another press-up sequence. And this time you might roll down. This time you might walk the legs back. So you come into your press-up position, do three press-ups, and bring the legs back in to roll back up to standing. So it's just you could just do subtle variations on something like push-up for the little interval. Once they've maybe done three repetitions of that, they're going to go onto their next equipment piece. So if it was circle, it's now going to be mini ball, and you repeat phase one on that piece of equipment. So you go back to your shoulder bridge, 100, roll up, down, double leg stretch and spine twist. Once they've done that, you do another little interval, they move on to the next piece of equipment and you repeat the phase two, which is now your phase four as well, which is your swan dive, leg pull front, side kicks and swimming. So they're going to end up doing all four stations, but repeating the exercise twice. But they may not end up doing this the shoulder bridge on every piece of equipment. But what that you can do is in the following weeks make sure they do. So it's just a way of you keeping the same teaching points, the same instruction, but they use the different piece of equipment to enhance different aspects of the move. And it's almost exactly the same as what we do when we're working with the larger piece of equipment. If somebody struggles to do roll up on the mat, we take them and we do your round back series on the reformer, and it would give them a different aspect of that movement to help open them up to be able to form it differently on mat. So I hope that's made sense. And if you have any questions, please get back to me and I can explain things even more. But yeah, I hope you enjoy teaching that.